Rianne Eisler is a social systems scientist whose latest work shows that the great problems of our time, poverty, inequality, war, terrorism, and environmental degradation, are largely due to flawed economic systems that set the wrong priorities and misallocate resources. Current measurements of economic progress were developed during the Great Depression of the 1930s, says Eisler, and were meant by their authors only as a starting point.
If you look at GDP, gross domestic products, or GNP, gross national product, do you know that they include, as quote, productive work, activities that actually harm and even take life? Making cigarettes, the medical bills, the funeral costs are terrific for GDP. Oil spills, wonderful for GDP. The cleanup costs, the lawsuits, the expert witnesses, all wonderful for GDP.
Rianne Eisler proposes that GDP be replaced by new metrics for real wealth impact that include indicators such as child mortality, healthcare costs and patient satisfaction, parental leave, water quality and toxicity levels, comparative military spending, and even women's representation in parliament.
The real wealth of our nations, of our world, it consists of the contributions of people and of nature. And therefore, we need economic rules of the game, measurements, policies that give visibility and real value to the most foundational human work, the work of caring for people and the work of caring for our Mother Earth.
Countries like Sweden, Finland, and Norway that have invested in human capital have improved their economic output at the same time, according to Eisler. This also goes for individual companies.
Studies show that those companies that regularly appear in the lists of the best companies to work for, companies that have more caring policies, you know, good health care, child care, paid parental leave, etc., they have a substantially higher return to their investors. So caring pays.
Rianne Eisler, author of The Real Wealth of Nations, Creating a Caring Economics. For UN Radio, I'm Bisera Kostova.